Thursday is the day we cover the theater scene with Midday theater critic Jay Wynn Russick. Today, Judy brings us a conversation with Baltimore native Susan Rose. She's a theater and film producer whose Broadway credits include Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Hurley Burley, and Blood Knot. She has also produced movies for NBC, CBS, Showtime, and Lifetime. Her latest production, Motherhood Out Loud, is a compendium of more than 20 short pieces by more than a dozen playwrights. Motherhood Out Loud has been produced from coast to coast as well as abroad. Tomorrow, it will make its Baltimore debut at the Vagabond Players, where it runs through March 19th. Jay Wynn Russick spoke with Susan Rose last week from the Argo Studios in New York, the city Rose moved to when her production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat arrived there in the 1980s.
Susan Rose, welcome to Midday.
Thank you for having me on your program.
Susan, I first interviewed you back when you were producing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. You produced a number of theatrical shows after that, and then you produced a string of movies. Motherhood Out Loud is your first staged production in a while. Had you been eager to return to theater?
I don't look at it as being eager to return to theater. I actually love producing, and I love producing both theater and movies. And when I came up with the idea for Motherhood Out Loud, it was because I have a daughter, Samantha, and I love being a mom. And I had just seen a show called Bridge and Tunnel done by the monologist Sarah Jones. And it's a story, or she does stories about immigrants coming to this country, which is obviously quite timely today. And I loved it. And I thought, what is another universal subject that's never really been dramatized theatrically? And I thought, wow, motherhood. Everybody can relate to that because everyone's had a mother. So that's how I decided to produce or develop that project. And that, of course, brought me back to theater, which I'm happily involved with today as well.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Now, Motherhood Out Loud explores the subject of motherhood from new motherhood all the way to great-grandmotherhood, and it moves pretty much chronologically. There is some connecting tissue, however. Each section is introduced by pieces that playwright Michelle Lowe calls fugues. And here's an example. This introduces the show's final section.
David drops a hint to our daughter, Galena, that maybe she should do Thanksgiving this year. Her dining room's bigger than ours. She says fine. She's game. She'll do it.
Isabel asks if she can bring her new boyfriend Carl home for Thanksgiving. And I say, of course. We're going to meet Carl. Get out the Lennox.
I don't do big Thanksgivings. All that pilgrim crap makes me itch. So we do Chinese.
My son tells me he's not coming home for Thanksgiving this year. He's going to Cabo with a friend.
That was Christine Alfano, Temple Fortson, Jeremy Jackson, and Gareth Kelly performing a section from Motherhood Out Loud at the Vagabond Players. Susan, the playwrights who contributed to Motherhood Out Loud range from relative newcomers to Broadway veterans. You have Pulitzer Prize winner Beth Henley and Cheryl West and Teresa Rebeck. And there are also some TV veterans, such as Marco Panette, whose credits include Desperate Housewives and Ugly Betty. The playwrights aren't all women, as Marco's name suggests. How did you choose the playwrights?
Well, at first, my partner Joan Stein and I went after our favorite writers that we knew were mothers, and we asked them to write about a subject that they would like to dramatize for this production. So we reached out, I would say, overall to almost 50 writers. And the piece only has, I think, 15 writers in total. So that's pretty much how it came together. It was interesting because we wanted to have pieces that were different. So as we got them in, we had to decide which ones we wanted to keep and which ones didn't fit in. And the play sort of evolved because as we got pieces in, we discovered that some writers had more experience with older children, and some writers had just had babies. So that's sort of how the evening became as it is now. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end, as childhood has. And that's how the whole piece came together.
Well, I've brought an excerpt from another part of the show. This is one of the pieces by Teresa Rebeck, and she calls this Baby Bird, and it has to do with adoption, another subject from the Motherhood catalog.
There was one day when Cleo told me she was worried about all the other babies in China. She was 4 at the time, and she was worried that their parents would not find them, the way we had found her. So I told her that the Chinese government was very good, very efficient, and that they knew how to get the right babies to the right parents, which made her feel better. But I did realize she thought that that was where all babies came from. Orphanages in China. I worried about this for weeks.
We're listening to Christine Alfano in the Vagabonds production of Motherhood Out Loud. So what kind of instructions or assignment did you give these many playwrights? Were there any limitations on length or the number of actors or subject matter?
Well, we wanted the evening to run around 90 minutes without an intermission. So that means that each monologue and or dialogue had to be between 3 and 5 minutes long. And they would hand them in. And then, of course, we had a dramaturg and our director, Lisa Peterson. And we had many workshops with many great actors and actresses that decided to volunteer their time so that we could actually have the playwright sit with the actor or actress and hear their monologues read so that they could trim or make changes. And the play took around, believe it or not, almost, I'm going to say, 5 years to come to where it is today. I mean, it was a very long process because we started off with an idea. And then, of course, you're not just asking one writer to take your idea and run with it. You're asking many writers to take your idea and run with it. And then you have to decide which monologues you want to include in the evening based on the subject matters that you've gotten and the ones that you don't want to duplicate, and how the evening evolved from telling the story of a child being born through the, you know, through growing up and leaving home and getting married and having their own family. So it was a very long process.
So you had 50 writers that you approached. Obviously, they responded pretty favorably. They liked the idea of writing about motherhood. Did you have any unexpected reactions?
No, not really. I mean, I think everybody can relate to this subject because either you have children or you don't, but everyone has a mother. So I think everyone really wanted to participate. Most of these pieces are autobiographical, and there's a number of them which aren't. We also have a very unusual piece by David Kale, which is entitled Elizabeth, and we came up with that idea because my dad was sick, and at the end of the road, I felt like we all start to parent our parents. So it's a role reversal of sorts, and David Kale wrote a piece about a young man that gets recently divorced and comes home to take care of his mother. And that is the second to the last piece of the evening. And then as life goes full circle, we have at the end a playwright, Annie Weissman, who wrote a piece about having her baby.
I'm Jaywin Russick, and I'm talking with Baltimore-born producer Susan Rose. Susan, as you mentioned, you are a mother yourself. You have a grown daughter, Samantha. You mentioned the resonance you felt with David Kale's piece. Were there other pieces in Motherhood Out Loud that spoke to you personally?
Well, when I started on this production, my daughter was 17 and ready to leave home for college. And I sort of started thinking about, oh, God, what's life going to be like without having her and her friends around? And so Leslie Avazian, one of our playwrights, had written a piece called Threesome. She also had an only child, and the piece is pretty much about how quiet her home became once her child left for college. So that's a piece that really resonates with me, in that I was going through that exact experience as the play was taking shape.
Oh my, the empty nest syndrome. Well, tell us what else you're working on now. You said you're doing some other theater things.
Yeah, I'm excited because I'm back living back in New York after our daughter graduated. We moved back to the city. The theater scene here is fantastic, as you know. I'm working on a new piece with the director of Natasha Pierre and the Comet, Rachel Chafkin, on a new musical, which we'll be workshopping at Williamstown Theater Festival this summer. And I have a new play by David Rabe, which we'll be probably doing this fall at a theater in New York. So my plate is quite full with theater projects, I'm happy to say.
Oh, sounds good. So let's go back for 1 minute here at the end to talk about Motherhood Out Loud again. What surprised you the most in the pieces that you received?
I don't think there was anything that surprising, because I think what we tried to do was include as many subject matters and that we could about being a mother, because everything about motherhood is unexpected. And you dream that your child is going to grow up or be like you, but everyone's child is, of course, different, and all motherhood experiences are quite different.
That certainly gives us an idea of the broad range of this piece and also the chords that it can strike with a very wide audience. So, Susan Rose, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Midday. It's been a pleasure talking with you again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Theater critic J. Wynn Russick spoke with theater producer Susan Rose last week. Her latest production, Motherhood Out Loud, opens tomorrow in its Baltimore debut at the Vagabond Theater, where it runs through the 19th of March. We'll have information on our website, wypr.org/midday. Next week, Judy will be back with me to review The Bodyguard, the musical, at Baltimore's Hippodrome Theater. Lunch for our midday guests on Thursdays is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day, all listed on the website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. Our panel will include Alec McGillis of ProPublica, Gene Marbella of the Baltimore Sun, and Larry Doyle, the humor writer. I hope you can join us. Until then, thanks for listening, and thanks for your calls and emails and tweets. Stay tuned for Here and Now, which is on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.